Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Dalid. We left off at the Mishnah, daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah again, we're continuing to discuss cases where a guy sells his friend a base core offer, an area of land that has a base core in it, and the area of land is meant to be planted. So says the Mishnah, base core offer, ani mochalach mida b'chevel. Over here, he adds in something else. Not just that he's selling a base core offer, but he says that it's going to be precise. Mida b'chevel means it's going to be measured with a measuring rope. So it's not going to be about the base core. It sounds like it's going to be a base core exactly, because they're going to measure it precisely. So piches kol shuhu yinaka. If he gives him any less land than a base core, then you have to deduct from the price, because he was supposed to give him a base core for the agreed upon price. You give him any less than a base core, you don't have to pay the agreed upon price. Hosir kol shuhu yachsir. If he gave him more than a base core, so then you can you have to return the extra land, because it's because that he was supposed to give exactly a base core for the agreed upon price again. So we'll see exactly what yachsir means. I said yachsir, you return the extra land. Not so pashut that that's what you return. You return something. We'll see exactly what you return. V'im amar hein cheser v'hein yeser afilu piches rovel asa hosir rovel asa higio. But if he said, not that I'm going to give you midah b'chevel, I'm going to give you a base core, hein cheser, hein yeser, give or take, roughly a base core, then even if he was off by a rovel l'sa'a, by a certain proportion of, well, we'll see if it's a proportion or an amount of land, but for each sa'a, he was off by 7.5 kavin of the area of land, so then he gi'ot. Still the sale is going to be binding, and he's going to be stuck with that amount of land. Yosemikan, but if it's more than that, if they were off by more than that amount, then yasa cheshbon. Then they have to make a cheshbon, and they have to even things out, because then things are extremely uneven, and everything has to be taken care of. Mahu machzir lo, what does he return to him? I mean, we said that yachzir, he's got to return it to him if he got extra land. It was supposed to be base core afar mida bechevel, and he got extra land, so he has to return it. Return what? So says the Mishnah, ma'os. He returns money, meaning if the mocher gave the lokeach extra land, and for the price that was agreed upon for exactly a base core, the lokeach is going to have to pay for that extra land. Meaning not that you return the land, but that the lokeach is forced to buy that extra land that he was given. But if the mocher wants, he could be machzir karka instead. He can give back the extra land instead. But the mocher has the right to demand that he wants the money and that he's not interested in taking back that tiny bit of karka. V'lama amru machzir lamaos. Why did we say machzir lamaos? If normally you can't just force a guy to buy something, why over here should we say that if I gave him a little bit of extra land, that he's forced to purchase that land? Liafos kocha shel mocher, to tell us that the mocher has the right to call the shots over here. Shem shir besada beis tishus kavin o begina beis chasi kav o gediv Rabbi Akiva beis rova machzulos hakarka. That if he left an insignificant piece of land in its own right, but it's a significant difference from the from what was agreed upon. So a tishus kavin in a field in a gina chasi kav, according to Rabbi Akiva beis rova, so you return the karka. Not only do you return the extra beyond, not only do you return beyond whatever is extra beyond the margin of error that's acceptable, you even return the acceptable margin of error. And that's in general, that's always going to be the rule. Even if we have a certain margin of error that's acceptable, if you go beyond that margin of error, when you rectify the situation, you'd only rectify what is beyond that margin of error. Once you're fixing it, you fix it. You make it good. That's the same thing with Ona'a, right? That you return the when you're Yosem Ishtus, right? The Gemara had said you don't just bring it back down to Ishtus, bring it back down to 1/6 of an error. No, you rectify the situation entirely. So there's several issues over here. First of all, the Mishnah started out by saying Beis Korof Arni Marchalach, and I'm giving it precise midah b'chevel. So, and it was off. It was not exactly a Beis Kor. So we start discussing how you fix it. What do you mean how you fix it? Shouldn't we say it's a mekach taos? If he said it's going to be exactly base core, and it's not exactly base core, a little less, a little more, whichever direction you want to go in. If it was supposed to be precisely measured, doesn't that make it a mekach taos? So says the Rashbam, piches kol shuhu, shalohayabos osad base core shalim yinacha mocher kefi apchas, v'amekach kayim. The mekach is still going to be binding. It's just that you make the adjustment to fit, but the mekach is for sure going to be binding. Even though Rabbi said earlier, that Rava had said that anything that is going to be measured or weighed or counted, anything that was supposed to be precisely measured, then even if it's less than the shir or na'a, it's always going to be chozer, it's going to be batal mekach. And the Gemara is very clear, it's going to be a complete mekach tos. We're not going to make it count for anything. So, frek the Rashbam, why don't we say the same thing over here? This is a davar shebemida, right? We said, kol davar shebemida, shebmishkol, shebminyan. It's a mekach tos if you're off even slightly. Over here, this is a davar shebemida. You're measuring it with a rope, so it's off. So, answers the Rashbam, hani mili b'metaltalin. No, that's only true when it comes to metaltalin. When it comes to karka, even if it was a measured amount of karka and you're off in the measurement, it's not shaykh to say that it's a mekach tos and to return the whole thing. Dikimlu the rabbanan, because the rabbanan made an ukimta, had an umdina. The nichle lokeach liknos mashiyim tzalafi amida hein chesser vehein yeser. That the Rabbanan had an umdana that typically when a person wants to buy a base core, he's okay with it being a little bit off so long as they make the proper adjustments in the price for the amount that it's off. He's not makbid that a daf could be precisely exactly a base core, even though he said midah b'chevel. No, all he meant by midah b'chevel is that we should make the adjustments if it's off a little bit. The afgav they don't know the karkos. Aye, but what do you mean that you make adjustments? They don't know the karkos. There's no such thing as overcharging on karka. Now hani mil kishim kol abiyoker yosem ishtos. Aval hecha de matin ze b'midah. They don't know that the karkos means if they overcharge for karka. Over here, it's not an issue of overcharging. I told you I'm giving you X and I gave you Y. I'm giving you a different amount of karka than the agreed upon amount of karka. Whether it be more or less, it wasn't the agreed upon amount. So for that, we're going to fix the problem. So basically, the Rashbam's chilik, the Rashbam's teretz, to why we don't say it's a mekach tos, is that there's a chilik between karka and metaltlin. By karka, we're not going to say mekach tos and davar. If you look at the Tosos and Kuf Dalar Meralef at the top, says Tosos, Ma Shapirusha Kuntros to Hada Amarava, called Davar Shemidva Filu Pachos Mikdeono Choser, Hainu B'Metaltali, that which the Rashbam said that the idea of Davar Shemidva Shemishkol Sheminyan being off a little bit, that the whole thing is Mekach Tos, that's only by Metaltalin, Agav Churfe Lo Iain, says Tosos, the Rashbam didn't learn the Sugya well enough. The Behedya Isila Bresh Paragraph is the Kedushin, because it's explicit in the Sugya Mesechus Kedushin Daf Mem Beis. I'm a Karkai. The Amar B'Mekarkai Nami Lo Amar El Detoy B'Luya Av Mishchaso Lo Kedur Rava. That Rava applies this idea of Koldav Shemidav Shemishkol Shabiminyan, that anything that's measured and is off by a little bit, that the whole thing is a Mekach Tos, Rava applies it to Karka. So don't tell me that the whole rule only applies to Metaltalin. It's not true. It's explicit in the Gemara that it applies to Karka as well. Major Kash on the Rashbam. So it says Tosfos, Va'omari. So how's Tosfos going to answer the Kasha then? Va'omari, the Rava Ayrik Shemadu V'Teo B'Mida Avahachalom Mad. Says Tosus, you know what the answer is? That Rava's case is where they had measured it already, and he had fooled them in the measuring. But over here, they didn't measure anything yet. They have not yet measured anything, right? That Rava was talking about when they already measured before the sale, and the Mocher had fooled the Lokeach regarding what the measurement came out to be. So then you can say the Mekach is batel, and the Lokeach can go back on the entire sale. Over here, the Mekach was completed. They already completed the transaction, and they have not yet measured the piece of land. And now they're coming to measure the piece of land. So since at the very outset they knew that it was not yet measured, and they knew you can't possibly estimate precisely, you're never going to be able to guess precisely the size of the land, so there's no way that he's expecting it to come out to exactly a base core if they didn't measure it in advance. So they'll cast Shef Ken Taina, no, I never meant to acquire the piece of land if it wasn't going to measure precisely. Well, then you should have measured it before. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. So as long as we fix it afterwards, it's going to be okay. The Rashba and Kiddushin also is bothered by the Stira between our Mishnah and the Sugya there in Kiddushin. And he says that in our Mishnah, there was no mistake. They didn't make a ta'us in the Midah. And he never said to him, I'm selling you this field, and this field is precisely a base core. No, he said, base core I'm selling you, and I'm selling you this field, meaning I'm selling you this field at the price of X amount per base core. Now, I don't know if this field is actually base core. It might be a little more, might be a little less. But the price is X amount per base core. It's like when you go to the supermarket and it's $5.99 for a pound of whatever, coleslaw. I don't know how much coleslaw costs, but whatever it is. X amount for a pound of coleslaw. So you ask for a pound, so they're gonna weigh it based on how much fills the container. And if it fills the container, it's a little bit, it's 0.98 pounds, so they'll give it to you for a couple of pennies less. If it's 1.02, so they'll give it to you for a couple of pennies more. And that's part of the agreement. That's the assumption. That the assumption is it's not going to come out to exactly the 1 pound. It's going to be off a little bit, and it's just that that's the price per pound. That's the assumption. The Rashba says that's the difference between our Mishnah and Mishnah and the sugi over there in Kiddushin. The sugi in Kiddushin, he's telling him, I'm selling you exactly this amount. In our Mishnah, he never suggested that he's selling exactly that amount. The Rashba in Kiddushin then quotes from a Yesh Omrim that Enochinami in our Mishnah also, if the Lokech wants, he can be chazer and make the whole thing a mekach tos. Meaning, there's no stira. You're right, it's a mekach tos, and the lokech can make the whole sale null and void. But the case in our Mishnah is that he doesn't want to. He's interested in keeping the sale alive. He wants the piece of land. So the main chiddush of our Mishnah is what it says in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, by Hein Cheser Hein Yeser, that Pachas Rava Hosa Rava Higio, that when you say Hein Cheser Hein Yeser, when you say we're only approximating, that he has to exactly what the margin of error on approximation is, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, and that the mocher gets to call the shots when you do the return. He gets to call the shots whether you return him money or whether you return him karka. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. But the fact that if the lokech is still interested in purchasing the land, and it was supposed to be exactly a base core midah bechevel, and was off a little bit, that you have to even out to make the price fair, that's not a chiddush at all, because that's talking dafka b'chiyai gavna, that's what the lokech is interested in, that the lokech wants to keep the sale. If he doesn't want to, so doesn't he? The lokech can walk away and say, I want my money back. He can certainly do that. But our Mishnah is talking b'chiyai gavna, that he's not interested in doing that. So that is that's the primary issue in our Mishnah, dealing with how to contrast our Mishnah with the sugya earlier on in the Tzadi and with the sugya in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis. Now, one other issue, the case where we said Yasa Cheshbon, that they make a Cheshbon, right? In the Mishnah we said they do a Cheshbon and they do the return. So says the Rashbam over here, Yechashiv es kol hayeser ala beis kor vafilu haravai natsman kedmas kaman masisin yechashiv kama hosir v'kama shavim l'fi cheshbon shemachas a beis kor, right? You do the cheshbon of everything that was off from the precise measurement. Once you're off by more than the margin of error, you don't only return what's more than the margin of error, you return everything. Ukigon shalom, all the extra. Ukigon shalom huzlu karkaos, says Rashbam, that's provided the karka didn't go down in value. Shim huzlu lo nochef es lokech liknos kishas hayoker. If the karka has since gone down in value, the mocher is no longer in the driver's seat to tell the lokech, well, you have to buy the land from me, how much it was worth at the time of the sale, if it was worth more at the time of the sale. Gamim hukru, and if it went up in value, yachal leton eni rotzu liknos biyoker kolkach. The lokech can also say, I don't want to pay today's price. I bought this land at a cheaper price. I'm not interested in buying the extra land at a higher price. The Gemara is going to explain this. But if the price stays stable as it is, so then the lokeach has to pay as whatever the mocher wants. Meaning, shemratz mocher yaksel lokeach maos, that if the mocher wants, the lokeach is going to have to pay money for it. He's going to be forced to purchase something. Why? What's the svara? Why is the lokeach forced to purchase extra land that the mocher gave? So says Rashbam, de takanas chacham hizu de ma yasa hamocher bekarka muat bifnei atzmo she'enu chashuv sada. Here's the point, and this is going to come up later in the daf. What's the mocher supposed to do with a tiny piece of land that you can't do anything with? Meaning, I told you I was going to give you a base core, and I give you a base core plus. So that plus on its own is not chashuv. I can't do anything with it. I can't plant it. It's not worthwhile to work on such a tiny morsel of land. And therefore, since it's not something that the mocher has any use for, hilkach kofenas lokeach likach to zenenev zeinu chaser. That's called zenenev zelu chaser. It's a tremendous chiddush that that's called zenenev zelu chaser. What do you mean? You're forcing me to buy something I didn't want to buy. That's called zenenev zelu chaser. Yeah, but it's worth it. That's what it's really worth. Apparently, that's still called Zanan of Zelu Chaser, because if the other option is to give back the mocher a piece of land that's not exactly that he can't do anything with. Now, if the mocher wants, he can say, give me the land back. Because that's really what the halacha should have been. Right? The halacha should have been that he gets back the karka. The whole idea of giving back the money was only special to Kanas Chachamim. The din is you give back the karka. Now, the idea of Yasa Cheshbon is only going on the case where he gave him too much extra. If he gave him less than the margin of error, meaning not only did he give him the margin of error less than the agreed upon amount, he gave him even less than that, right? It was piches, then there's no asiyas cheshbon. Rather, what do? You knock alam and adamim. The lokech just owes him a lot less money. He just doesn't have to pay for a whole base core of land when you gave him 3/4 of a base core, right? So then he's only going to have to pay for 3/4 of a base core. There's no major cheshbon that needs to be done in terms of the mocher making any decisions. Right? Meaning it's not that the lokech gets to make a decision. The lokech doesn't get to say, oh, you know what? You cheated me. You gave me 75% of a base core. So here's the deal. I'm either only going to pay you for 75% of a base core, or you have to give me more land from another field to be mashed in the base core. I mean, he gave him the whole field. They thought it was a base core. He was off. It was only 3/4 of a base core. The lokech cannot demand land from a different place to be mashed in the base core. That he doesn't have the right to do. So then there's no cheshbonos. It's just, okay, so we adjust the price accordingly. So lokech will pay 75% of the purchase price and not 100% of the purchase price. Fine, says the Gemara now. Ibayilu, base core stamamai. So we said what the halach is if you say base core afar mid bechevel, which means I'm being very precise. We said what the halach is if you say base core hein cheser, hein yeser, which means I'm admitting to you that I'm not being precise. What if you don't say any of those phrases? You don't say mid bechevel, nor do you say hein cheser, hein yeser. You just say base core stama. So what's the din? So the Gemara is going to try to bring rayos for this. The Gemara is going to try to bring two rayos. So raya number one, tashema. Base korafar ani mokalach mida bechevel. Rana Mishnah says that if you give him a base korafar and you say mida bechevel, you say that I'm being precise. Pachos kol shuhu yinake. Yeser kol shuhu yachsir. So if you gave him less than a base core, so you deduct from the purchase price. Gave him more than a base core, you return. Right? You return whatever it is, whatever the mocher wants you to return. Hastama. But doesn't the Mishnah imply when it says that it's dafka, you have to fix it when he said it's going to be exactly precise? Doesn't that imply that when you don't say it's going to be exactly precise, then it's understood that it's not going to be exactly precise? And it would have the same din of hein cheser, hein yeser, of acknowledging directly that it's not going to be exactly precise? Say ema seif, but wait a second. But then you read weiter in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, v'yemamar lo hein cheser, hein yeser, afilu piches rov l'sa'o hoser, rov l'sa'o higiyo. That if you directly acknowledge it's not going to be precise, that's when we say you have a certain margin of error. Hastama, that implies that implies that a stam, when you don't say anything, that it means you're going to be exactly precise. Basically, from the Mishnah itself, there are contradictory implications. The implication of the Reisha is that stam should be like an acknowledgement that it's not going to be precise. The implication of the Seifa is that stam should be like an acknowledgement that it will be precise, an insistence that it will be precise. So, bottom line, El Mehal Lech L'Mashu Minah. It's a dead end. We can't get anything from this Mishnah, right? There's no raya from the Mishnah. Says Tosus, El Mehal Lech L'Mashmina, V'lo Kasha Reisha L'Seifa. Frak Tosus, wait a second. Sanchez Mehal Lech L'Mashmina, it's a stira in the Mishnah. No? Shouldn't we ask it as a stira? That the Reisha of the Mishnah implies that Stama would have a din of Hein Cheser and Yeser. The Seifa of the Mishnah implies that Stama would have a din of Mida B'Chevel. Isn't that a stira? So says Tosos, nah, Lo kasha reishal sefer delishon dechad minayu lav davka lo nakte el mishum sefer kedibir shakuntrus. Yeah, you have to say that either the reishal or the sefer is just lav davka. It's not really a stira, and the reason why we chose such a why we mentioned both lashonos is just to teach us the din in the sefer, like Rashbam explained, just to teach us this din that the mocher is in the driver's seat, that when it's off, when he gave him too much land, the mocher gets to choose what he gets back, whether he gets back land or whether he gets back money. That's the real chiddush of our mishnah. Everything else is just sort of mentioned as an introduction to that chiddush, and therefore we're not going to get so crazy that it's a stira in the mishnah. You just say that it's lav dafka. Now, another important point also makes pachos kol shu yinaka, right? We said in the mishnah that if you're off by a little bit, you give him a little bit less, you just deduct from the purchase price. Frek tells us, why do you do that? Why can't the lokeach say, I wanted a full base core, I didn't want less, and therefore I'm walking away from the sale, I don't want the sale. So it says, Tosa Yeshlom de Kai Bito Chasadik, the priest of the Mechila, Yanami Yodea, Shadim Chavin Lagami. Tosa says, no, that's why you see that what I said in the previous Tosos is correct, right? That the case is that they didn't measure it, but they knew exactly what piece of land they were talking about. They identified the piece of land, they went through with the whole sale, and then they decided to measure it. So you can't say, no, I didn't intend to buy this piece of land. You were standing in it, you did a kinyan on it, you saw it exactly. You just didn't measure it yet. But of course you intended to buy this piece of land. That's why you're not able to walk away from it. But either way, we have not yet proven what the halacha would be if you just say base core stam. We have a discussion on Mishnah when you say base core midah b'chevel. We have a discussion on Mishnah when we say base core hein chesre en yeser, but not base core stam. So says the Gemara, another raya, tashema. So let's bring up brisa. Base core afar ani marchalach. Let's say you say, I'm selling you a base core. Or, ki base core afar ani marchalach. You say, I'm selling you kibbeis kor, or hein chesser hein yeser ani mochalach. I'm selling you roughly a base kor, give or take a little bit. So afilu piches rov l'sa, hos rov l'sa higiyo. The halacha is, even if it's off by a rova for a sa, still the sale is binding. So what do you see? In all three cases, you're given a margin of error, including a case where you just say, base kor afar ani mochalach. This is an afan of braisa, couldn't be more explicit, that base core offer is the same thing as saying hein chesre hein yeser, because it gives three examples, tells us it's the same halach in all three examples, and two of the examples are a case of stam and a case of hein chesre hein yeser. So it's as explicit as it possibly could be. Alma stam anami kein chesre hein yeser dami. So you see from this brisa that when you say stam, it's the same din as hein chesre hein yeser. Answers the Gemara, no, it's not a raya at all. Hasam prusha kamafarish. It's not three examples, it's one case. Ezu base core, shehi ki base core, all three is really one case. The Bryce is asking, what is a base core agreement that has the same status as saying I'm approximating a base core and not giving precisely a base core? Kigon da amrle, that's if you include in the language of the sale, hein chesar hein yasar. That the only time a base core agreement is going to have a din of a ki base core is if you say the words hein chesar hein yasar. Meaning that, and therefore, if that's the way to read it, then it's right the opposite way. That the only way it's ever going to have a status of kibbeis kor is if you say hein chesre hein yaser. If you don't say hein chesre hein yaser, it would have a status of midah b'chevel. Right? So this brisa is not going to be a raya because it could be read in multiple ways. If you look at Tosfos, Prushkam Farish Ezu Beis Kor Shu Kibbeis Kor Kon Nomelai Hein Chesre Hein Yaser Tema Detali Hein Chesre Hein Yaser. The kibbeis kor, right? We're being told a hein chesar hein yaser in kibbeis kor, which implies the mashma kibbeis kor, meaning the implication is which is a stronger lashon of approximation. What's more obvious? Obviously, an approximation and not being precise. Hein chesar hein yaser, or when you say kibbeis kor. So hein chesar hein yaser is an explicit statement that we're approximating. Kibbeis kor is not nearly as explicit. One would have imagined that kibbeis kor is less obvious that it doesn't have to be precise. When you say hein chesre hein yeser, it's more obvious that it doesn't have to be precise. So why would the Braisa say, oh, where is it ever like the case of imprecision? And what does it give as an example of the case of imprecision? Kibbeis kor. So I said, oh, if you say hein chesre hein yeser, that's close enough to kibbeis kor to be called imprecise. That's backwards. It should have said, what's like hein chesar hein yeser? And the answer should have been, kibbeis kor is like hein chesar hein yeser. Not that hein chesar hein yeser is like kibbeis kor. So he says, "V'yeshlamer dechiyamer le base korafar nimarchlach hein chesi hein yeser ikal memer tefal lashon rishon alachi talle le big kibbeis kor." Now you know why kibbeis kor is a stronger lashon of imprecision than hein chesi hein yeser is because when you say hein chesi hein yeser, you don't just say hein chesi hein yeser, you say base korafar nimarchlach hein chesi hein yeser. I'm selling you base kor more or less. So there are two ways to understand that. You can understand it as one long sentence, one phrase, a base kor more or less, in which case you're right. That's a much stronger imprecision than ki base kor. But there's another way to understand it. You can understand it as saying, I'm selling you a base kor, and then you try to change the deal afterwards. And you say, more or less. Well, tzfal slashon rishon, sorry, you already agreed upon a base kor. Hein chesra hein yeser is not going to affect anything anymore. It's too late to change the terms of the agreement. And that's why ki beis kor, where the chaf comes before the words beis kor, is from the very outset, it's an approximation. Right? From the very outset, you're showing that you're being imprecise, and that's going to be more binding. That's going to be a more obvious case. That's why the Brice considers it a more obvious case of imprecision. Says the Gemara, mask v'ravashi, imkena, nimochalach, nimochalach, lamli. Wait a second. If all three of these examples of the Brice is really one case, why does he keep repeating the phrase animochalach? What it should have said is base kor afar ki base kor afar hein chesra hein yesra animochalach. Why does it keep saying base kor afar animochalach ki base kor afar animochalach hein chesra hein yesra animochalach? That implies that it's three separate cases. So Elamai, our first raya was correct, that it is three separate cases, and because it's three separate cases, so when you say it's tam, that has the same din as hein chesra hein yeser, and that the only time you're ever assumed to be precise is when you say the phrase mida b'chevel. So that's a very clear raya. Now, Tosfos points out that throughout Shas you find different attitudes toward this type of diuk. He says, "Bekama duchti diakachi, bekama duchti lo diak." There are a lot of times in Shas where the Gemara will make such a diuk, and a lot of times where the Gemara won't make such a diuk. He doesn't really help us here, Tosfos. He just says, "Don't know why." You know, he doesn't give any explanation of why that is, but he said apparently it was enough of a diuk over here for the Gemara to reject an alternative interpretation of that brisa. But he says, sometimes the Gemara doesn't make such a diuk. Over here, the Gemara makes such a diuk, not always. Also, next is also an important comment, an important question. Frektosos, I didn't even get a chance to look at the answer yet, but Frektosos v'tema, dekivan detana reisha beis kor afar stama, deigio, amayas ruch lemissi sefe hein chesra hein yeser, dekolshkein hu. Once you're going to say that base kor afar means that it's an approximation, and it's understood that it's an approximation, why does the Braisa then have to go on and say hein chesra hein yeser is an approximation? Of course hein chesra hein yeser is an approximation, is allowed to be off. If even when you say base kor stam you're allowed to be off, of course when you say hein chesra hein yeser you're allowed to be off. So Tosfos says the obvious answer is that no, you might have thought if you say base kor stam you're allowed to be off by a little bit, right? And that's when you're allowed to be off rova, right? That's when you're given that shear to be off by. But if you say hein chesra hein yeser, I might have thought that we give you more leeway, that you're allowed to be off the mark by even more. That's why it has to tell me that hein chesra hein yeser has the same exact din as when you say base kor stam. So that's why all three halachas in the brisa are necessary. So fine, Shema Mina. The Rabbeinu Yonah, 10 blad ago, in Daf Tzadi Dalet, says that the reason why you're allowed to be off when you say beis kor stam is not a din in mechila. He says, rather, it's because the lokeach knows that if he wanted precisely a beis kor, he should have said mida bechevel. From the fact that he didn't say that he wants precisely a beis kor, the title beis kor, people call a beis kor even something that's a little bit off. Going back to our mushal of buying the coleslaw in the deli, right? When people say, I bought a pound of coleslaw, it's assumed that when you bought 1.01 pounds of coleslaw, you call that a pound of coleslaw also. And 0.98 pounds of coleslaw is also called a pound of coleslaw. People call that a base core. So when it's off by a little bit, that's called a base core. So it's not a din mechila per se. It's a din that base core doesn't mean a base core. There's an assumed margin of error in base core. In the words base kor itself, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Now, what's nafkamina? Whether you say it's a din mechila or it's a din, that's the title of base kor itself. Let's say the mocher knew it was off. He knew it wasn't exactly base kor from the beginning. Can he say base kor stam ani mocherlach? Can he say I'm selling you base kor? If you say like Rabbeinu Yonah, yes, he can, because 0.98 pounds, right? 0.98 of a base kor is a base kor. That's what we call a base course. So he has every right to say that. But if it's din mechila, I can't force a mechila on you. I can't deceive you because I know you're then going to be mochel. It's like stealing pachas mishav pruta from you. You're not allowed to do that, right? So if it's a din mechila, I can't misrepresent how much the land is. If I know better, if I actually know that it's a little bit off from base core, so that would be the nafkamina between Rabbi Yonah and what we would probably have assumed to have been the pashup shot, that it's a din in mechila. Okay, says the Gemara, ma'u machzir l'mo'us. So the Mishnah said that you return money or land, whatever the mocher wants. So why? Because we want to give the mocher the upper hand, because if you just give him back the land, he can't really do anything with that land. In fact, the Gemara, liafos kocha shal mocher amrin, liafos kocha shal lokech, lo amrinan? Well, we're only interested in giving the mocher the upper hand, we're not interested in giving the lokech the upper hand. Vatanya, meaning, what does it mean not giving the lokech the upper hand? How do you give both guys the upper hand? No, what it means to give the lokech the upper hand is when the lokech is the one who needs to be compensated. He got 3/4 of the size of land that he was supposed to get. So why don't we give him the upper hand to either demand land or money in that case? Just like the mocher, when he gave too much land, can demand either land or money, make it when it's too little land that the lokech can demand one way or the other. So do we really only say that we're miyafa kocha of the mocher, not of the lokech? Vatani, we have a brice that says otherwise, pichi shivis kavanu mechza l'kur. Ohos shivis kavanu mechza l'kur, higiyo. If you were off, either gave him too much extra or too little, so then if it's within the margin of error, you're stuck with that land. Yosemikan, if it's outside of the margin of error, kofnes ha-mocher limkar v'salokech likach. Then we force the mocher to sell, and we force the lokech to buy. What does that mean? It means it's a two-way street. Not only do we force the lokech to buy when he was given too much land, but we force the mocher to sell if he gave the lokech initially too little land. So you see very clearly that we give a yifui koch not only to the mocher, but to the lokech as well. Answers Gemara, no. Hasum gon da havi yikira meyikara vizal hashta. That price is talking about a case where the land was worth more money originally at the time of the purchase than it's worth now. Because then the lokeach can say, look, if you want to give me land, then I want it at the price that at today's cheaper price. Don't just give me more land and have me pay what I originally paid for it, right? Then you can say, if you're going to give me anything, then give it to me, kizul dahashta. That give it to me for whatever the cheaper price is now. I have a tanik shunosim lo nosim lo kishar shalakach menu. But didn't it say in the brisa that you give him for the price that was originally set at the time that the purchase was made? Hasim gondav azulam eikar v'yekar lahashta. Now that's only when it went up in price. So then you go back to the original price. Right? If it went up in price, then the lokech is only going to have to pay for what it cost at the time of the original sale, and not what it's worth now. The Rashbam in the third very wide line, gondav leizulam eikara darmle lokech lo beinan liknos karka biyoker to meikara nami im lo mipnei shmatzia bezul lo yisi lokcha. Lokech can say, I don't want to pay elevated prices just because the price went up. Why do you think I bought the land when I did? It's because real estate was cheap when I bought the land. I'm not interested in buying more land at a higher price. No, I want the full amount of land, and I want it at the price that I originally agreed to pay, because that's why I was buying it at that time. What's the point, though? Why, when there's a price fluctuation, do we automatically take away the yifui koch of the mocher and we transfer that yifui koch to the lokeach? Says Rashbam, because whenever the lokeach has a valid taina, lo yifu chacham kochel de mocher, there is no yifui koch for the mocher. The chacham do not give the mocher the upper hand. Hilkach imrotza mocher l'chfoso yitin lo kshash alokach dahayna bezul dahashal lasay taina lokeach v'yichna bal karcho. Rashbam doesn't spell it out here. He spelled it out before. Why do we take away the yifui koch of the mocher? Because what was the whole svara of the yifui koch of the mocher? The whole svara was zenen of that the lokech isn't losing anything. But over here, the lokech is losing something very real. He originally agreed upon a price, the prices have fluctuated, and you're going to make him pay a higher price? That's a loss. That's zechaser. So whenever you don't have the tain of zenen of zelochaser, the yifui koch of the mocher simply does not exist. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Shemshir besada based test kavin, we said that you're allowed to leave that. The Mishnah mentioned exactly what the margin of error is in a hein chesra and yeser case. Some and it's pointed out that there's a different margin of error for each for a sadeh, for a gina. Fine. So we mentioned test kavin for a sadeh. Some rav huna test kavin shamar vafilu bebikah gdola. Test kavin is not proportional. it's tes kavin no matter how large the piece of land is. Renachman says no, it is proportional. 7.5 kavin for each and every kor. The ika milsi yiseru letisha kavin hadri. And if it's more than 9 kavin, if there's more than rova for each sa'a that it's off, so then the whole sale would be null and void. Then you would have to return the entire extra. Esve Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava asks on Rav Nachman again. Rav Nachman is the one who said that it's proportional. So Esve Rava Rav Nachman Sheim Shir Besad Beis Tishas Kavin. The Mishnah said that if you leave over Tishas Kavin, right, that's when it's considered to be within the margin of error. Lav Dezavon LeKurayim. Isn't that talking about a case that Tishas Kavin is beyond the margin of error, rather? Isn't that talking about a case where you sold even two cores, not only Tishas Kavin for each core? Aren't we assuming that we're talking about a case even where you sold two cores? So he says, lo, Dezavon LeKor. No, who said that? It's talking about a case where you sold a core. Why would you think it's talking about a case where you sold two cores? What was the Havamina? So the Rashbam explains, because the Reisha had said, Beis Korafar Nimochalach. In the Seifa, we don't say Beis Korafar Nimochalach. Right, we just say Tishus Kavin. So that implies that it's no matter how many cores. And the answer is Aresha Ka'i. The answer is no. When we say Tishus Kavin, we're assuming that we're going back on the case of the Aresha, where it's base core, where it's within that base core that it's off by Tishus Kavin. On that case, we say, yeah, if it's off by Tishus Kavin, then Hadri, because that's more than a Rova Lekulsa, and it's beyond the amount that would be acceptable for Mechila. It's beyond what the guy would be willing to be Mochel. So we ask Vayter, it's really the same question. We said Begina, it could be off by a Chatzikav. Isn't that talking about a case where you sold Sasayim, where it wasn't just one Sa, but two Sa's? So the answer is, lo, the Zavin Sa. No, I'm talking about a case where you sold one Sa. We asked the third question. Again, it's the same question the third time. Rabbi Kiva based Rova. It says, according to Rabbi Kiva, you could be off by a Rova. My love, the Zavin Sa. Isn't that talking about a Rova for each Sa? Lo, the Zavin Sa. No, it's talking about a case where it's a half a sa'a that you're off by a rova. So it is proportional, everything's proportional. Fine, period. By Ravashi, sada v'nas is gina v'nas is sada mai. Well, we just said that there's a different amount that you can be off by in a field and in a gina. What if it was a field and then it turns into a gina? Or it was a gina and then it turns into a field? What do we do with the halacha? Do we go basar meikara, what it was originally? Or do we go basar dahashta, what it is now? So, first of all, what's the question? What's the meikar and what's the hashta? When did it turn? When did it change? After the sale it changed? After the whole sale was said and done? So it says Rashbam, v'nasas gina biyad lokech, kodim shichsu lo ma'os lo karka. It changed after the sale was done, but before they had compensated him for what it was off by, right before they had fixed the error. So it was, but it was after the sale was already done. Not everyone agrees with that. The Tur in Simrei Shidches assumes not that it has to be before the lokeach even did it, made any kinyan on it. Once he already made a kinyan on it, we don't care that it changes at that point. But anyway, whatever the shaila is, teku, the Gemara leaves it as teku. Tanim ha'yisamuch l'sdei afil kolshu machzalo karka. Now let's say the extra piece of land. We said if it's such a tiny piece of land, I can't just give back that piece of land to the mocher, because what's he going to do with the land? So he has the right to demand money from me. What if he owns the neighboring piece of land? Can I then give him that little tiny piece of land? After all, it's just going to become part of his much larger field next door. So Gemara says, yeah, then he's maxalo karka. What if there's a bar between this tiny piece of land and his field next door? What if there are any of these things that separate between this tiny strip of land that I'm returning to him and his major field? Teku, all that is a teku. He doesn't only return the rova, he returns all of the whatever he was off by from the exact measurement. So, frankly, Mara, what do you mean? Loas or rova blavad el kolamoser. Rova implies the first little bit that you're off. Kolamoser is beyond that first little bit. So it's backwards. Klapelaya. It should be the reverse. That not only do you return what's beyond the margin of error, you even return within the margin of error, is what it should say. So the Gemara says, that's exactly right. Tanya Rav Merav Nachman, the way it should be taught is loas a mosa blavad maxiolo. Not only do you return what's beyond the margin of error, elas kolaravan kulan. You even return what is within the margin of error. Okay, Bez Hashem, we will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.